Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing
today? I'm doing fine. I survived the storm, and quite obviously you did.
I think so. We made it through another one. That's two, and that's two too many.
That's two in your life and mine, and I'd have never dreamed it. My dad always said we'd hear tornado watch warnings, and they'd say, well, one thing, we're safe here in the mountains.
That's what I was always told, but I learned better a little later on in life there. Bill, what I would like to do is just give everyone a brief update as to where we are, especially considering electricity and water. To my knowledge, all of the water lines, all of the water services have been restored now. No one should be without water. I just talked to Mr. Larry Kearney at Murphy Power Board. All of the down lines and so on like that have been restored. Electricity should be on throughout the entire Murphy Power Board system, with one warning. The system is hot now, and if there are still any low-hanging wires, stay away from them because they are charged. So right now we have electricity restored. We have water restored. Those are the two main things. Right now, as far as I know, most of the main thoroughfares have been cleared for debris. The streets in town have been cleared from debris. There may be still some work in other areas. So we've got electricity back, we've got water back, we've got the streets and roads cleared. I'm sure there's still some more to go in the outlying areas. NCDOT's working on that. If it's on their system, they're working on that as we speak. I talked to Governor Beverly Perdue in person this morning, and she pledged any assistance out here that we needed. I talked to her for quite some while, time, and I have her contact person, and I have spoken to him. So with all of the various agencies, both local, state, and federal, working together, we are well on our way to pulling out of this tragedy. Thank goodness no one was hurt. We're beginning to put things back together. Rebuilding will take weeks, maybe months. Damage we haven't assessed yet, but it will be in the millions of dollars. But we think we have most of the major issues addressed, such as water, such as electricity, such as the thoroughfares being open, so on like that. Right now, the insurance companies are coming into the area. They're going to be assessing the damage. A lot of businesses are already in the process of cleaning up. There's going to be the question of trash, what to do with it, where to put it. Okay, we're having a meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and all of the agencies are going to come together to try to come up with some plan for where to take it and what to do with it. Right now, there's not one. But we're going to have that meeting tomorrow, and I'll get back with you at that time and tell you what's decided as to where people can take trash, where construction companies, so on like that, they can do that. Some people are already taking it to the landfill up there. If they'll accept it, that's fine. But that meeting will be held tomorrow, and I'll get right back to you, and we'll know just where we stand on that and how debris can be removed and so on like that. So, Bill, that's about it to this point, and I'll continue to give you updates. Thank goodness no one was injured, no one was hurt. Interestingly enough, we didn't have one tornado. We had two. I just found that out. One tornado came through about 8:30 at touchdown. One tornado followed the same path on radar right over the top of us, but it did not touch down in this area. So we had one to touch down. 30 minutes later, we had another one come over, but it did not touch down. So two tornadoes went through Cherokee County, and the one that touched down was considered an F2 with winds up to 120 miles an hour. The weather experts out of Morristown, Tennessee, were just very surprised that nobody was hurt or injured, because usually in an F2 tornado, the damage is major, and you are more than likely to have fatalities or injuries, and they were very surprised and pleased that we didn't have any. So I've been going day and night since just about Friday at 9 o'clock, and so have a lot of other people, but things are beginning to take shape, and we're pulling out of it. And I just wanted to give that report to you and the good people listening.